Oh, welcome back, dear diary listener.
Well, that just crashed like some kind of 1902 test flight of a shitty aeroplane.
Hey, Cecil, that's not nice. I'm trying my best here. I just got flummoxed, okay, trying to remember what happened last week whilst at the same time talking. It's hard work when you're as dumb as I am.
Yes, you're as thick as two short planks.
But how thick are they? They may be short, Cecil, but they may be very, very thick.
Yes, they are thick. Like you, you're thick and you're thick as two of them.
But that's good, isn't it?
No, it means you're doubly thick. You want to be as thick as two thin, short, tiny planks.
What are you talking about?
Oh, just get on with it.
Right, will do. Anyway, hello and welcome to the Paul Sachs Diary podcast. This week is the 10th of September to the 16th of September. Please enjoy my reading, do. If you remember last week, Mrs. Teddy Watkins was still a scary porcelain doll hiding around in my bedroom. She pushed over the radiator cover, which shattered on my floor. I invented the milkshake, but I didn't realise that it was just sugar in milk. Anyway, never mind, it's all bullshit. 10th of September, let's crack on with it. The nasty man from next door, who looks like Father Christmas, came round this morning, screaming at Mum to turn the TV down. Mum slapped him round the face really quite hard. We hadn't even got the TV on this morning. It was the neighbours on the other side of the house. He just walked off, calling Mum all the names under the sun. In the afternoon, Dad went outside and chopped off all the branches on his tree that were overhanging in our garden. Apparently he was just stood in his bedroom window staring at Dad all the time, looking like a very, very angry Father Christmas. But Dad was perfectly within his rights, you know, those branches were on our property, and technically they belong to us. Well, that's what Mum says. I doubt it would stand up in a court of law. But it's best not to argue with Mum when she's got one of her opinions. I'm never right, no matter how wrong she is. In the afternoon, Dad just got the branches from the tree, put them on the lawn to spell out Tosspot, where the evil Father Christmas man could read it. And we saw him just stood topless in his back bedroom. He was getting so angry. And then he just started doing things and we ran into the house. Think he were wanking. 11th September. The milkshake / sweet milk debacle has got me thinking. Do you know what? I'd love to be a mad inventor. Down in a basement or cellar filled with wires, electrodes, resistors and catheters. I'd love to leave my mark on society. You know, how hard can it be to invent something like an iPod or the wheel? You know, there must be gaps in markets and I must see how I can fill those markety gaps. You've got to have a system. I've been thinking about it and I can see a few areas that need inventions. They are an automatic oven chip / waffle turner over that's not Mum. Any kind of fabric that doesn't erode due to vicious sweat rot. A soap that keeps you smelling nice for over a week. You know, thus the one shower a week dream. I do it now and I get to sort of day two, the stench comes back. By day four, I can't smell it anymore, but Mum and Dad say it's just ghastly. Another idea I had was a comfortable man bra for man bosom system. You know, a brassiere, it just doesn't have the right support for a chap. It's built for a woman's gentle frame. Even mums don't work. A device that you ask any question and it knows the answer to. For example, question, when will I see a bosom? And then it will answer back with, you will see a bosom on the 12th of September, Paul. And can I say you're looking particularly handsome today? And you smell nice, and you have a good personality. Now, I know some people are saying, you've got your phone for that, you've got the internet for those kind of questions. So, let us ask my digital assistant, Bixby, that question and see what it comes up with. When will I next see a breast? And the answer is breast cancer screening in women. Thank you. That's very helpful. Hello, Bixby. Please talk to me. It's not fucking talking. Bixby voice. Sorry, turned it down. Hello, Bixby. Please sing to me.
I may not have pipes, but I can drop some mad rhymes. Go ahead. Rap for me.
Rap for me.
Dropping mad rhymes is my speciality. Check it out. I'm an AI. Spitting raps
this is embarrassing.
I got an endless supply.
Stop it. I can't turn this off, Cecil. Throw it out the fucking window. Paul, shit. I put it under the cushion. Jesus Christ. It's gone too urban for me. Jesus! It's not Jesus, Cecil. Don't worry about it. It's just modern. Have you not seen flicking Terminator, Paul? Good God, that's how it begins. Don't piss it off. You made me put it under a cushion. Bloody hell. Anyway, now that I've written... Oh, God. What a kerfuffle and an aside that was.
Stop doing asides and just read it as written.
So sorry. I've come up with the idea of inventing a device that you ask it any question and it knows the answer to it. For example, question, when will I see a breast? Answer, you will see a breast on the 12th of September, Paul. And can I say you're looking particularly handsome today and you smell nice and have a fantastic personality. Oh, now that I've written that, I'm almost certain I will see a boob tomorrow. I'm just praying it's not mum's. 12th of September. There's a wasp in my hair. There's a wasp in my hair. Is what I woke up hearing mum scream this morning. As it turned out, it was just a house fly. Or a blue bottle. Which, given she's done her hair in a beehive style, it's quite ironic, I think. I spent a while doing a radio broadcast today. I went very posh then, didn't I? I spent a while doing a radio broadcast today on the benefits of butter over margarine. It was all drivel / guesswork. But I think I've got a few people convinced to make the switch back to butter. Let's get rid of this margarine-y scourge. All the rubbish. In the evening, Dad dropped off... Dad didn't drop off anything. In the evening, Dad dropped a cup of tea on the floor and Mum called him a right boob. So I guess my prediction was accurate. I just hadn't specified the kind of boob I wanted to see. Oof. I shall have to consider that when I go ahead trying to create such a device. Though thinking about it, I know very little about stuff. So, everything in general. So if I do try and create a device that knows the answer to every possible question, the results will be based on wild speculation and nonsense. So, just like asking the internet anything then. Internet-y satire. Sort of. 13th of September. Today, I invented a device that lets you untie any knot from a shoelace that you have tied too tightly. I call them skizzers. They're basically just scissors, but I've stuck some glitter on the handles. I think that counts as an invention. Thinking about it, I could just put glitter on a TV and I wouldn't have invented it. Would I have invented it? Whew, it's a tricky business, this invention, Lark. I think I'll leave it to the professionals. Though why I'm leaving it to a 1970s police drama is beyond me. September 14th. There's been a late heatwave today. I'm just sweltering. I walked into the living room and Mum and Dad had all the windows open. And Dad was sat there in just his Y fronts and Mum had a bikini on. It was horrible. They both stank of BO and just farts. I knew they shouldn't have had that salad last night. I say salad, it was beans on toast. I tried to sit in the room while we watched some chat thing on television, but their smells were overpowering and I had to leave. As to thirst. I tried to find somewhere cool to sit, but this house is stuffier than a stuffed animal stuffing itself inside another stuffed animal's rectum. Stuffy. In the end, I sat in the kitchen near the freezer, but with the door open. It was lovely and pleasant, until it started making a really weird noise, like sounded like clunking, then something snapping, and then something whirring very, very fast. Then all the noises stopped. Got a terrible feeling I'd broken the freezer somehow. But I thought, shit. So I just shut the door, put the chair back in its normal place, and just left the room. It's a perfect crime, isn't it? That is until Dad and Mum read this diary. Which I don't think they've been doing because they haven't said anything about Mrs. Watkins' nighttime activities. I'm sure Dad would have something to say about that on the subject of that. Mum certainly would. Actually, speaking of Teddy Watkins and his wife, last night she was placed in the cupboard as usual because I'm scared of her. But when I woke up this morning, she was just poking her head out the door. But looking right at me. Looking right at me. I think she might have to spend a few hours in the oven if she keeps this up. She's not Jewish, she's just terrifying. 15th of September. I spent a good 30 minutes speaking to Dad in a made-up language this afternoon to try to send him doomlally. I do this a few times, it's quite fun. I keep pointing to his teacup and saying, Pringle print. Pringle print. Cecil. Pringle print. You know, just sort of in a questioning manner. In the end, he got so freaked out he had to leave the room. When he came back, I'd put the TV onto one of those Welsh channels. He sat down in his chair trying to watch it, but he just looked very confused. And then he drifted off to sleep. When he woke up, I pretended it had been a dream. But then when I walked out the door to get some pre-tea biscuits, I just said, "Oh, Cecil, hobble prams." And he just threw a cushion at my face. Caught me right on the boobalage. It's quite painful. 16th of September. Well, what a bloody day it's been. This night time, about 11 o'clock-ish, I was just slumbering in my bed for a pre-bedtime nap, which I sometimes have. I say sometimes, I mean every night, because I stay up till about 4 playing on the computer. Must shoot those zombies in some game or another. Pesky, pesky zombies. Anyway, I woke up in my bed with a start. I felt like I'd just been really slapped. I felt like I had been just slapped really hard across my face. There was a throbbing, and it wasn't down below. It was in my cheek, my face cheek. So I just sat bolt upright, only to find Mrs. Teddy Watkins perched atop my man bosom. I grabbed her, and I jumped out of bed. And then I tripped over a big lump on the floor. I heard a distant scream, a muffled distant scream. Don't know what it was. And then I just sort of tripped and fell over. I think, if I'm honest, I know it was a person. I think I was being burgled. So I fell over this person who was lying on my bedroom floor. Now, I sleep naked, so whoever this person was now had the vision of me lying on top of them, nude, with probably my Wellington pressed against them. But I was just terrified, panicked and in pain and in the dark. So I just didn't know what was going on. I scrambled to get to my feet, crushing whoever was on my floor. And I just thought of, I threw Teddy Watkins at the lump on the floor. I didn't stop to find out what was going on. I was in a state of just blah, 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 panic and worry and screaming. I just ran out of my bedroom and locked myself in the bathroom. Utterly terrified. I sat in there for about, 5 minutes, 6 minutes maybe. When I heard a commotion downstairs. So I thought I was a sneaky, stealthy ninja. And I wrapped a towel around my naked waist and sort of crept around on the landing. And I could hear Tony and Mum speaking to Mum and Dad. It seems they've been taking it in turns to try and freak me out with this Teddy Watkins doll bullshit. Trying to make me think that Mrs. Teddy Watkins is coming alive, trying to kill me. I don't know to what end. But finally, I've got a drop on their pranks. Their nasty, nasty pranks. So I snuck back to bed. And then 10 minutes later, I heard someone creep into my bedroom and they put Mrs. Teddy Watkins on my bedside table. Tomorrow, I shall put my own plan into action. And then they'll know whose merry japes are going to end in tears. Tune in next week to find out, do. Hello. Oh, another short podcast, Paul. Come on, what are you playing at? Have more of an interest in life. Well, as it's a short podcast, I'm just going to walk through the house now. I'm in the kitchen, my favourite room of the house that's not a toilet or a bedroom. And now you've all heard of George's marvellous medicine. Well, it's Paul's fabulous beverage. Just going to spaff the kettle on and get a cup out, a big cup. It's almost a bowl. It's so voluminous. Ooh, ooh. Hey up, let's go over here where it's not quite so nice. Okay, I've got my cup that looks like a fox's face. And I've got... Hey, get off me! Get off me, what are you doing to me? Huh? I've got Maundy Mundy Kitten on climbing up my leg. What are you doing to me? Hey? That's noise, isn't it? So what is it? Well, it's a delicious beverage. Some people like a cup of tea. Some people like a cup of coffee. Some people like a Bovril. And so far, it's all of those items mixed together in one cup. But I'm not just going for that. That's too pedestrian for me. In fact, I'll get my subject.
Cecil!
What?
Do you want to have a beverage?
What?
Oh, come here.
What are you saying, stupid boy? What?
Do you want to have a beverage? I'll make you a beverage, Cecil.
Oh, that's very kind of you. Well, you have it ready in time for countdown.
Probably, Cecil, probably.
Oh, thank you. Do you want any help?
Yeah, help me.
How?
Just... As I pass you the items, put them in the cup.
What do you mean?
Want a cup of tea, Cecil?
Yes.
So there's the tea bag.
Right. Flip. Thank you.
It's alright, Cecil. Not finished, though. Come back.
Oh, what?
Just going to get you a spoon, Cecil. Okay. Right. You want coffee in that, Cecil?
What are you making, mega beverage?
I am making mega beverage.
Right, yes, I will have a coffee.
How many scoops, Cecil?
3, please.
No, you can have one.
That sounded like sugar.
It's white coffee, Cecil. Alright, that was sugar, really. I just wanted to put tons in. Smell the coffee, Cecil.
Oh, ecstatic.
How much of that are you putting in, Cecil?
I'm going to put in 4 spoonsful.
That's quite enough, Cecil. No, you've overdone it. You've overdone it.
Right, what now, Paul?
Right. Gravy granules. Beef. They'll go in. Beautiful.
Can I have some garlic in it?
We've got minced garlic, Cecil.
Oh, yes, please.
Pour that in. Oh, Maundy Mundy Kitten. Ooh, he's climbing up my leg. Right. Smells garlicky, Cecil.
Oh.
Oh, it's too powerful for me. He nearly got to my crotch area. Right, what else do you want? Do you want some fry light, Cecil? It's a bit greasy.
No, thank you.
Oh, we've got clear honey.
Yes, please. Half a jar. Half a jar, please.
Alright. Ooh, Cecily paws like a bitch. I think you've got 3/4 of a jam in that, I think.
Beautiful!
Hey, Cecily, we've got some Ow!
What is it? Oh, Worcestershire sauce.
No, it's just Worcester sauce, Cecil. There's no shire about it. Maundy, Maundy kitten, what are you doing? That really hurts, Cecil. You got me right on the appendix then.
I don't want Worcestershire sauce in it, please.
Do you want some Cadbury's drinking chocolate in it?
Yes, please, Paul.
Excellent.
You've put the fucking water in early.
It's not early, Cecil. You've got to do some stuff when it's dry and some stuff when there's water in. What about Nando's Peri Peri Coat and Cook pouch?
No, that expires soon.
Doesn't. Put it in.
All right, then.
Oh, what smells? It's smelling more like a gravy than it is a make a beverage.
Oh!
Maundy, Maundy kitten coming in. Run off. Right. English mustard, of course. Coleman's, to be precise. Powder form. Excellent. What else we got? What else we got, Cecil? Do you want some peanut butter in it?
Yes, I'd like to be clagged up. Mmm, smells like nuts and peas.
Ugh. And for the final torch, where are we? I'm just going to tip in a whole packet of cheddar cheese sauce mix, Cecil, for thickening. Is that alright?
Beautiful. I didn't know you could cook, Paul.
I did, Cecil, I can. I'm a Lloyd Grossman, that's what I am. Cecil, it's over to you.
No, that's what David Frost said.
It's not, that's what Lloyd Grossman said, Cecil. After we'd done round somebody's house on through keyhole. That was it. It was like...
That's a beautiful impression of Lloyd Grossman.
Didn't you? Just stir it around, Cecil. Just won't be a minute. Come on, stir it around. Do you want milk in it, Cecil?
Yes.
Right, I'll get you some. Just come and get Cecil some milk. Won't be long now. Bit of milk. Maundy, Maundy kitten. Oh, he's attacked the milk. He's a right vicious little shit. A right vicious little shit. That's for certain and no mistake. Oh. Right, Cecil, you ready for the make a beverage?
It's a bit lumpy.
Smell it, Cecil.
Oh, I'm not sure about this, Paul.
And you've got to now, we've put it all in. If Mum finds out you've wasted all this, you'll be in trouble, Cecil.
I won't.
You will.
All right. Here we go. Oh, it stinks, Paul.
Just have a big swig, Cecil. Ooh, drink it, Cecil. Mm. Drink it all down.
Oh! That's made me be sick.
Cecil, that stinks.
Oh, Paul, Cecil.
Making my mega beverage for you anymore. Oh, it smells lovely to me. I might have some in a minute. It's quite lumpy though. Yeah, right. All right, thanks podcast listeners. Toodaloo.